Boarding first class, small children, and fat guys.
Each of these cards contains a detailed scenario of a possible apocalyptic event.
We are preparing to orbit the planet.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And once again, as we do weekly, I welcome my political activist from Newark, just around the corner from New York City. Yes, it is. Lisa Durden. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, well, I enjoy myself tremendously, or as they say, immensely. Well, thank you for inviting me again.
Now, didn't you tell me who was handing out turkeys last weekend or last week?
Oh, yes. One of my fave celebrities, Mr. Don, I Wear Nappy Afro King.
Okay. I love that story. That was so much fun. I was trying to think of that today.
He's happy to be nappy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then we have the Reverend Al Sharpton, who's calling for the Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel to step down, and with good reason, I would say, especially in light of the fact that, you know, this police officer who shot a black teenager last year pleaded not guilty to murder today as Mayor Emanuel cut his vacation short from Cuba to return back to the city. But he's got that going on. And then he's got this other thing that was going on with the 55-year-old grandmother who was fired upon by accident by the police department Saturday morning. And it's just a bad scene. And then there's Laquan McDonald and on and on and on. But I want to start with John Lopertini. And I want to get your take on this, and we'll get everybody's take on this. John Lopertini has an exclusive from the KGO newsroom tonight as we talk about, you know, there's so much bad news about policing. You have to wonder, and we've done this out loud in the studio,
right,
as
we've talked about
when
it.
We have our chatabouts, usually during the 9 o'clock hour, but how tough of a job it has become. And by the way, back in the day, about when you might have been a kid, you might have thought, well, I want to be a policeman, I want to be a fireman. Now you scratch your head and think, does anyone want to be a policeman? Do they want to do this? And John, you looked into this.
Well, yeah, I talked to a guy, you know, with more and more police officers facing criminal prosecution for doing, as they would argue, what they were trained to do, the fear and frustration is really chipping away at cops who feel like their lives and their careers are caught in the crossfire of, you know, all the politics and public outrage. Now, this is how a lot of cops feel, but through the words of one man.
Attention, any unit monitoring Inland Blue, be advised.
Police work was never easy, but for cops like Mac, a lot has changed since Ferguson, Missouri.
What do you see now? What do you see now?
You see officers being killed.
Absolutely. Assassinated. Ambush. Simple vehicle stops, officers are being shot at.
Many believe they're now targets, the targets of gangs, vigilantes, and an untrusting public.
I'm not even doing nothing.
Put your hands on top of your head in relation to things.
Movies like Straight Out of Compton highlight the conflict.
502, shots fired.
It's changing the way Mac does his job, a 20-year law enforcement veteran in Northern California.
I find myself now covering up my markings when I go into certain neighborhoods and only identify myself when I get up to the door, because I don't want to be walking in a neighborhood and be identified as a police officer.
There aren't many protections. State law doesn't carry stiff penalties for attacks on police officers or their families.
Get on the ground!
In fact, a bill that would step up the consequences for attackers is languishing in the state legislature.
Most crimes against law enforcement officers, people don't realize this, they're misdemeanors. You know, taking an officer's gun in the performance of his duty, it's a misdemeanor. There has to be almost great, great bodily injury done to a law enforcement officer for it to even be charged as a felony.
For his protection, we aren't revealing his identity.
The Cambridge police acted stupidly.
But Mac, a black police officer, blames President Barack Obama.
It's very disappointing, John. And you know what? It starts at the top. We haven't gotten support from the leader of this nation. A lot of this could have been, I think, handled quite differently and put the community at ease. But instead, in my opinion, they incited the community.
And left police officers increasingly powerless, he says. Laws are changing. In November of 2014, voters approved Prop 47, reducing drug crimes and once serious felonies to misdemeanors that carry little or no time in jail.
The bad guys out there, they know that. It's like there's no consequences anymore. And, you know, I tell my wife this all the time. I say, I would hate to be a white police officer in today's day and time. But I think it's almost worse to be a black police officer, because you're the traitor. You're the Uncle Tom. You're working for the man that's causing all the problems.
It's changing the balance of power.
The march down Michigan Avenue comes just days after a police officer was charged with first-degree murder.
Sheriff's deputies, Border Patrol agents, and police officers are now charged and jailed more often. For Mac and his fellow cops, it's not as simple as right and wrong anymore.
You know, now I find myself, and I hate to say this, not really wanting to do my job anymore. And I see more and more of my fellow officers not wanting to do anything anymore because they simply think it's not worth it.
And the consequences? Chances are we don't yet know. With a Spotlight 810 report, I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Wow, that's some strong stuff. 808-0810 if you would like to voice your opinion. Yeah, wow. And I can see where this is the mindset of a lot of police officers. Lisa Durden. The floor is yours.
Whenever I stop talking, it's a disaster. That whole piece of propaganda just made my brain bleed. While I understand the difficulties and dangers of being a police officer, they are in no way the victim. And I can't wait till your callers call in. I would think that if you are a police officer and you're fighting crime, you're not fighting crime against law-abiding citizens. You're fighting a crime against, quote, quote, criminals. Now, the issue is they've gotten it very twisted. They're shooting at innocent people and killing people who are doing small infractions like, you know, traffic stops. And they're not out there really shooting at the people who are shooting at them and trying to stop gang violence because these cops think they're the victims. No, 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 no. Your job is to protect me against the criminals and the community. So no different than when you go to war if you are in the military and you know when you go to war you're going to get shot at and you might die. That's the same thing when you choose to become a cop. Excuse me if I don't feel sorry for your choice of careers. You do not have to take those checks. You may quit.
808-0810 is the number. 808-0810 is the number.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
I'm sorry. Oh, Lord, my brain's bleeding.
I called you ahead of time to warn you. I would like, if there's other cops out there who either share this cop's opinion or have something different to say, it'd be good to know since it was just one person. And did you have anything to say about what he said about Obama?
No, I have nothing to say about what he said about Obama. Obama is not causing white police officers to run through the hood and shoot up black people. Right. What is wrong with people? Stop trying to make excuses for victimizing people and stand up for what is going on. And listen, I am not in any way saying all police officers are doing it. If you are not the one, we're not talking about you. If the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. So they're trying to, this is nothing but major propaganda because these cops and I guess some racists out there are angry at the Black Lives Matter movement, and this is the way they're retaliating. They're trying to change the minds of people to think that they're being victimized and they need protection. No, you are there to protect us. And excuse me if you've got to go out there and shoot at the OK Corral with some people in gangs. Okay,
well, I mean, let's,
what about that?
Come on, Lisa. There are many layers to this story, and this is one of them. We send men and women to war. They come back with PTSD and traumatic brain injury. It's a fact. That's what they signed up for, but we don't thumb our noses at them. This is one of the layers of a very complicated story. It's not propaganda. This guy's been doing this a long time. He knows a lot of cops. And, you know, I would say that that's the prevailing sentiment in police departments across the country. Now, where you live, police departments are considerably more heavy-handed than they are out here in California.
They absolutely are. They absolutely are not. I live here. I'm telling you what's going on.
808-0810.
They're not heavy-handed here. That police director in Chicago was the police director in Newark. That's why his behind resigned. He stunk here, and he stinks there, too.
Okay, I've got to take a break, and we'll be back with John Libertini and, of course, Lisa Durden. As we just heard in John's piece, it's not worth it. A lot of police officers don't want this job anymore. They feel as though the bad guys know there are no consequences. You know, they say, wow, I wouldn't want to be a white guy and be a cop right now, but I sure as hell wouldn't want to be a black guy because I'm considered an Uncle Tom playing on their side. 808-0810 is the number. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's changing the balance of power.
The march down Michigan Avenue comes just days after a police officer was charged with first-degree murder.
Sheriff's deputies, Border Patrol agents, and police officers are now charged and jailed more often. For Mac and his fellow cops, it's not as simple as right and wrong anymore.
You know, now I find myself, and I hate to say this, not really wanting to do my job anymore. And I see more and more of my fellow officers not wanting to do anything anymore because they simply think it's not worth it.
And that is an unidentified police officer here in the Bay Area. Lisa Durden is our guest. And Lisa, well, needless to say, as you mentioned, when you have nothing to say, your brain is bleeding. Okay.
Oh, Lord. This was not the night I was ready for that because I got things to do tomorrow. Listen. I'm not trying to be insensitive to the harshness of what it is to be a law enforcement officer. I don't want to send that message. But hear me and hear me clearly. They know what it is. Just like you know what it is when you go to war. And it doesn't mean that when somebody goes to war, this is no longer a time where you're forced to go to war and you're drafted, you're choosing to be in the military. It doesn't mean that when you go over and serve and fight in Afghanistan and all of that, that when you come back, you're mistreated. No, no, I'm not saying that. Nor am I saying the same when you are choosing to be a police officer, we treat you like trash, because if you choose to be a police officer, we should be glad that somebody has an interest in it. However, that line is very clear. You're fighting crime. Fighting crime. That's it. Now, we need to stop the racism. If we stopped racism, we would be able to discern where the cop is the idiot or the criminal is the idiot. It's now murky because of racism.
All right, let's take some calls because the lines are full. As folks drop off, you can call us at 808-0810. Let's start with Heather.
John in San Leandro.
John, good evening. You're on KGO.
How you doing? I'm glad to hear you. And look, I don't care what any police officer say. From what city, what country, what state, whatever you, if you got to violate my rights as a human being to do your job, you don't need it. That's one. Two, I'm 52 years old. I accidentally pulled in the crosswalk. The cop pulled me over. He's a young cop. He came out of the car with his.
Oops, we got zapped there. I'm so sorry.
Okay, sorry, John. HB in Oakland.
HB, good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
We do. Thank you for calling KGO.
I'd like to say to, what is her name, Lisa?
Lisa Durden.
Yes.
That's correct.
Lisa, absolutely ditto, okay? I mean, you got it. But one of the things that people need to think about as well, when you are a parent, you have a responsibility in regard to how you protect your children. And right now, we're living in different times. If a gun, a toy gun, is going to get your kid killed, get them a book. Because right now, you got some police so scared, they would shoot at Mother Mary. When that little boy, and I can't remember what city it was, I guess in the Bay Area, where he was shot in the park with the gun, and they showed the film, and it was a matter of seconds when he had been shot. Then if a policeman is that scared that you're going to be a baby killer, you need to go get a job as a chef or something. Okay? Maybe not a chef.
All right, thank you, Adrian.
I think she's talking about the Tamir Rice shooting in the park in Cleveland. There was a kid up in the North Bay who was shot. Yeah, but he wasn't in a park, and there was a considerable amount of dialogue that went back and forth between the cops and the kid about dropping the gun that looked like a AK-47. It wasn't a quick shooting.
Well, they need to. Wow, there's so many, as you said, layers to this. I mean, that That incident in Cleveland is just horrific with the 12-year-old Tamir Rice. But I will say this, that pellet gun did look like an actual handgun. Now, did they overreact quickly, probably too fast? I suppose,
and,
yes.
You know, but, again, you know, the layer to there. That story is that, you know, the report horrible. Via 911 dispatchers yes. came in that he was an adult. This was a very big kid. There was, you know, as is usually the case, police officers go into situations with very little information. Right. And not all of it is accurate.
And by
and
the
in
way.
The Cleveland case, that was
well, we
certainly
know how
the circumstance.
Horrible witness accounts of things can be. That's exactly yeah. what's coming into 911.
Well,
we
got
to talk to, if we have a moment, Jack
sure.
in San Francisco.
Sure, we're going to talk to Zach. I wanted to say with that Tamir Rice incident in Cleveland, there were reports that people were calling 911 saying, look, that is a toy gun. But the police officers obviously didn't get that information. So there was a breakdown of communication.
Or
I
not
suppose.
In time.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So Jack in San Francisco joins us now.
Jack, you're on KGO. Good evening, Jack. All right, let's see here. We'll go. We'll put him on hold.
That's horrible because he trains police officers and he had something cool
well,
to say.
Well, you want to put him on hold? Perhaps he's
let's
switching cells. Okay, let's try.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. 808-0810.
This one's Matthew in Gilroy, I believe.
Matthew, good evening. You're on KGO.
Good evening. Yeah, hi. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. Thank you for calling.
My question for the guest is, how would she propose you fix the training that's done for our police officers? Having been on both sides of the law in my time, I've seen both ends, and, you know, they're trained in specific ways so that they go home safe, and everything she proposes it sounds very ignorant and just one-sided. And I'm curious to hear her response.
Change always sounds ignorant until we are on the other side of it. Martin Luther King sounded ignorant when he was alive, and now that they shot him dead, many years later, he sounds great, even to black folks who said he was stirring up trouble. So I'm okay with you saying I'm sounding ignorant. 20 years from now, I'll be the most intelligent woman in the world when I'm dead. Back to your point. Now, what do I propose? I propose police officers don't do what you just said out of your mouth, which is try to come home alive. Your goal as a cop is not to try to come home safe and alive. That's not what your job is. Your job is to make sure I come home alive. And if that means your life is given for it, that's part of the job. If you don't like the dangers of that, you might need to be a chef, as the other caller said. You might need to be a teacher. You might need to be a pop culture commentator like me, because I'm a punk. I can't beat nobody. So I'm not trying to be a cop. When I was in college, I was broke as hell. I was going to go and be an ROTC. This is a true story. I'm making it funny, but it's real.
I've got to take a break here, Lisa.
I signed up for ROTC, and then I said, ROTC, you can get to college for free. Okay, I'm down. When I go to the doggone office of the military and I found out that after college you owe them 4 more years, I said, oh, hell to the no. I'm not serving in the military. I had to go get 2 jobs. I was not down with going to war, and I would have been in the Gulf War if I had done it. I'm showing my age now. So, no, I made a choice. So I'm not saying it's pretty. There's no way to fix when a person chooses to be a doctor and you get stabbed by a hypodermic needle and the person might have HIV.
Hey, Lisa, we really have to break for news. We'll be right back with you, though. Hang on to that tirade.
Okay, 808-0810. John Libertini has an exclusive report where he's talking to a Bay Area police officer who said, look, a lot of people don't want this job anymore. You know, you sure as hell don't want to be a white guy. But by the way, you sure as hell don't want to be the Uncle Tom black guy nowadays, because it's just not worth it. 808-0810. And of course, Lisa Durden strongly disagrees. We'll take your calls. But first, John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Drex, our top story. I'm John Libertini, KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
For his protection, we aren't revealing his identity.
The Cambridge police acted stupidly.
But Mac, a black police officer, blames President Barack Obama.
It's very disappointing, John. And you know what? It starts at the top. We haven't gotten support from the leader of this nation. A lot of this could have been, I think, handled quite differently and put the community at ease. But instead, in my opinion, they incited the community.
And left police officers increasingly powerless, he says.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. John Libertini interviewed an anonymous, unidentified police officer here from the Bay Area. Lisa Durden is my guest, and we raised her blood pressure with this story.
Oh, Lord. I know. I need drugs.
And there you go. You're at 11:37 on the East Coast. Now you're not going to be able to sleep. I'm sorry I did that to you.
I got to take off next week. I'm going to have to recover.
Let's take some more calls.
We'll move through this quickly, and then we'll get all therapeutic with you, okay?
All right. Well, it's a lot of fun.
I appreciate it.
808-0810, and we go to...
Joseph in Pittsburgh.
Joseph in Pittsburgh here on KGO.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead. You're on.
I've been in the business for a long time, and I find that it's finally caught up. As an African-American in law enforcement, I never had a problem with my own community. We rarely ever have a problem with our own community when we treat them the way we want to be treated because we know what it's like. The problem I find is that a lot of guys who have been in this business who feel like they can't do their job anymore, they really wasn't doing the job in the first place.
Can we talk, homeboy? Can we talk? Preach. I'm listening.
And listen, what she just said about we go home safe, there's a saying in law enforcement, and it's not the correct saying, but it's commonplace. I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
And
when I first heard that, I kind of was offended by it because the reality is we should never, ever, ever have to go to trial for anything when your heart is in the right place. No citizen in the United States will ever put a cop on trial when their heart and their action was in the right place. It's those guys who decides, okay, I'm going to shoot now instead of take 2 steps back further. Or
right.
I'm going to, you understand when I say two?
Well, yeah. The Laquan McDonald case in Chicago, you know, right. One cop unloads in 15 seconds, 16 shots.
Hey, Joseph, you're in a really unique position, I think, to talk about this. And
exactly.
Do you have any thoughts on how we can sort of change the climate in this nation and get back on the right track and everybody stop blaming everybody and to sort of settle down?
Yes, respect for policing, yes.
It is so simple fix, but it's laughable. 90% of multicultured professions, okay, let me change it. I'm going to say it like this. If you look at athletics is the most multicultural team-oriented, we're fighting for the goal together, regardless of where you're from, where do you pray. When we hit that locker room, we're a team, right?
True.
At one point, law enforcement was inundated by ex-athletes, guys who knew how to interact with each other. I think about 10, 15 years ago, they had a push for more educated professionals, guys who never donned a uniform, guys who'd never been into a fight, guys who's never been, I guess, disciplined for being not on the right side of the fence, you know, and even losing a football game. You have guys who come from a totally educational background, and that's not a bad thing,
yeah.
But when you're coming from a totally educational background and we put you in the middle of East Oakland with a family who's having some difficulties, the two don't coincide, and there's not enough training that can be given to help
right.
someone on the spot at that time. You understand?
I do,
yeah,
and thank
I
you very much
you
for
might
the call.
Say
thank
that
you.
It would come down
can
to
I,
the training.
Can I throw this in there?
Yes,
sure.
Go
Let
ahead.
Me, I don't know if you're black, white, green, but I'm just going to call it. The brother was right, but I'll add to that. There is enough training. It's called home training. I was born without a job. And before I went to kindergarten, I learned some of those things you need in all jobs: respect, kindness, give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, all of those skill sets we learn before we start kindergarten are applicable and more important in a job like being a police officer or somebody that has to use these kinds of skill sets that go beyond a machine gun or a single shooter, a teacher, a preacher, a firefighter, a police officer. These are all the skills you need in those jobs, which is called home training. So if you were trained at home and you listened to your parents to have these things that you needed to live in the world, you have 50% of the job done. The rest is just running around and learning how to shoot a target.
Well, isn't it just,
those are the skills that you need, and you do have training.
John Lepertini. You know, what I heard from this guy was that they used to have police officers that had a feel for their jobs, and they had a feel for their jobs because they were, you know, part of teams, and they understood all of that. And it sounded to me like he was saying that we've gone after a different breed of person, and maybe it's not, maybe intellectually they're there, but they don't have a feel for it. It's like being streetwise versus not being streetwise. You know, maybe there's something happening there. You know, I do know that, you know, we experienced this in San Francisco. Gosh, it's been earlier this month. Mario Woods was shot 15 times by 5 police officers.
Right.
And we're questioning the methods, the training methods that are being used with these police officers. The guy had a knife. Was it really necessary to shoot him? And those are questions that need to be asked, very definitely.
Well, and there's a problem when you're talking to a police officer, unidentified this evening, and he says, well, I cover up my markings, or, you know, I don't want to let people know that I'm a police officer when I go out privately.
You know what? I'm telling you, if you've never been in the hood, if you've never been in a place where there's a lot of crime, you have no idea how dangerous those places are.
Yeah, and those, I was going to say, that says more about where he works, I think.
No, you know what? He could work in Richmond. He could work in Oakland. I've been to the south side of Chicago.
Right,
I've been
I'm saying he doesn't work in Danville. Do you
right,
know what
no,
I'm
he
saying?
Doesn't,
I'm
yeah,
agreeing
he doesn't,
with you
yeah, he doesn't work in, yeah, he
well,
doesn't work in Danville.
Back to what that other police officer was saying, because you just mentioned the south side of Chicago, and a big problem, and there is a big, big problem with what's going on with the police department in Chicago right now. The mayor needs to step down. That's for damn sure. We'll see
Absolutely.
How that works. Yes, but one of the things was with the policing that was going on, you would have guys who lived on the north side, but then would work on the south side. So it was like, you know, I live on this planet, but I work on that planet. And
exactly.
that wasn't the answer.
That's
all right.
That's a good point.
Well, yeah. but you see, you can't live in the communities where you police anymore. The stakes are too high. Police officers are targeted. If you arrest a bad guy and you run into him down at the supermarket with your family, I mean, this police officer that I interviewed, he and his wife and his kids have an exit strategy should they run into somebody that he's arrested, especially, you know, a former gang banger or a violent criminal. They've got a, you know, everybody flees in a different direction, and then we regroup someplace else.
Wow.
Okay.
Am I the only one here who is not a corpse? You're not there for your life to be saved.
You know what,
you're
Lisa? You're you know you
life.
Want you want police officers. You want people to fight
let
wars for you, but you don't want to accept the consequences that come from. You know, you'll be the first person who says, "Where's the cop when I need a cop?"
That's not.
I mean, you know, you got to. This is a big pie, and you've got to take all the. You've got to take everything into consideration.
That's incorrect. I don't look for magic. I don't believe in Santa Claus. So when I want a cop to come, I know they're not going to come. Moving on from that, if you are a cop that lives in your town, you should be willing to put your life on the line for us. And if you don't live till tomorrow, you didn't. But to try to run to another city so you can be safe, that's called a punk-ass move. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, I've got to take a break. now's probably a good time where we say, Lisa,
we're
going to...
She saw the same video
Can
I
we
saw.
Just yeah. get to Michelle in Santa Cruz real quick?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
one
we
more,
promised.
Then we're going to
we
lighten things
Michelle.
Up here. Yeah, because we
okay,
want to get
Michelle,
to
go ahead.
Some other
I'm
silliness.
Sorry that I'm so quiet and shy.
Great point. I would love to sit down and have a tete with your caller there. We could talk. But anyway, I just wanted to make some quick points about going home live. The cop can change his profession. I am in no way going to walk out of my black skin, nor do I want to. That's how the way it is. I am a walking target by nature of my birth. I didn't make that up. That's not my system. That's just the way it is. If you are too afraid for your life, go fishing and leave it to the big boys. I'm tired of hearing that. And I also think that you, all police, no matter what, should have every 3 months, every 6 months, psychological evaluation and drug testing.
Great idea. Thanks,
well, you know,
Michelle.
In
Happy
theory,
New Year.
In theory, that's a great idea, but they have a hard enough time attracting police officers in many cities in this state already. You start weeding people out every 3 months, you'll have no police department. And then what?
It's not about weeding them out. I'm thinking it's
well,
about
of course,
making
that's exactly
sure.
What it
no,
is.
No.
Well,
hang it. Let me finish. It's about evaluating them and saying, are you okay? Do you need a vacation? It's not about firing anybody.
It doesn't quite work that way.
I would say this. I mean, I wonder how many parents listening right now, or if you have grandchildren, do they say to you, I want to grow up and be a police officer?
Well, they used to, for sure.
I have a feeling they don't anymore.
And I'm not an apologist. I'm just arguing one point here. I'm not an apologist for the police department. I mean, I've had plenty of encounters of my own. Getting, you know, we work late. I drive home late. I get pulled over, and I'm not real happy with the way I'm treated most of the time. But I know what's out there.
Okay, you know. I've got to take a break. 808-0810 is the number. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa Durden in just a minute on KGO 810.